Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the only show that doesn't care about ratings, Witness Radio, with your host, Ryan Muniak.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Witness Radio, the only show that doesn't care about ratings because our sole purpose is to save souls. On purpose. Go to witnesstalkradio.org for more episodes and syndication options. You can also connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, all the typical social media websites, or by calling 513-900-8070. Today, I have a very special guest. I have Luke Milam from Apologia Outdoors. Luke, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. I'm really honored to be a part of it.
Okay, so Luke, what is... Well, before we get into what Apologia Outdoors is, let me ask, who are you? Why should the listeners have any interest in who you are and what you do?
Well, Ryan, growing up, I was a part of a Christian family. My dad was a minister in a church. I went to church every single day that the church doors were open. But I came to figure out that God and me did not have a relationship, even though I had memorized tons of verses. I had been a part of all kinds of church choirs and church orchestras and different things like that. But I realized that I did not have the relationship. My sins had not been forgiven, even though I had gone to church all of my life. And I asked God to save me from my sins. I became a youth pastor, and God showed me that as my family began to grow, that I wanted to spend time out in God's creation, which is a fantastic place to introduce people to God's word. I wanted to do that with my family. And then as I began to collect equipment and build my knowledge on the outdoors, God began to reveal a vision for me saying, Luke, if you need to spend time with your family and introduce them to God's creation, there are tons of families out there in America and around the world that need the same thing. They don't have the knowledge of the outdoors. They don't have the equipment. And so as the vision began to come together, I was like, man, this is a fantastic way to share the word of God with the world and introduce them to God's creation and just spend time with them. Not that I'm any better than anybody else, but that God's given me a message to tell.
Okay. So when would you say around the time God saved you?
I was saved in about 93, January of 1993. Is when I sat down with my mom at the dining room table, and I asked her, Mom, do you think I'm a Christian? And she looked at me puzzled because, I mean, I knew the answers. I'd grown up in some really fantastic churches and different things, and I've been a part of vacation Bible schools. I hit kind of a wall there because after I came to Christ that night with my mom, my lifestyle didn't change. I didn't change my friends. I didn't change my habits and different things like that. So my parents sent me off to this camp and they said, Luke, we want you to go to this camp this summer and we think it'd be fun. But I didn't want to go because I was making money and I wasn't really living for the Lord, but my parents said, Luke, there's going to be about 500 teenagers here. And so I did my math and I said, well, there's a good chance there's going to be about 250 young teenage girls for me to hang out with. So I went there and God spoke to me while I was at that camp. And that's where I really changed my life towards growing and being a part of God's family.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
So, Luke, tell me now a little bit more about your ministry. What exactly is Apologia Outdoors?
We started in 2002 as Time on the Mountain Ministries, and we started taking youth groups out on backpacking trips for the sole purpose of discipling them. Just as like a get the youth pastor with like 10 or so of his youth group members that he wanted to build leadership in or different things like that. So we started taking groups out. And it was about 2007 where we started noticing a trend that we had been keeping up with, that a lot of these youth groups that we were taking out, the teenagers in the groups had been going to church for the better part of their life, but they had a difficult time connecting the Adam and Eve in the garden,
mm-hmm.
And the sin curse and the cross of Christ. They weren't able to connect. It was like the only thing that they had been taught was the cross of Christ, and they couldn't connect the Old Testament, the coming of the Messiah, the hope that's in the Messiah, with the cross of Christ. So they didn't really understand, why is everybody a sinner?
Mm.
So what we had to do, we had to revamp our entire ministry, and we came up with a field trip thing where we take field trip groups and start them from the Garden of Eden with edible plants. So we teach them about edible plants, then we teach them about first aid and different types of survival skills, and build all of that into a way to present the gospel. We also came up with an acrostic called DIRT, where it stands for Design, Iniquity, Redemption, and Transformation. We want to present the gospel in the whole rather than just Matthew or just Luke, because the good news is the word of God. The good news doesn't start and stop at a certain book of the Bible. The good news is God's grace saving Adam and Eve, because he could have taken them out when they sinned. He could have taken Noah out and not given him an ark. He could have taken out the whole children of Israel instead of parting the Red Sea. I mean, all these different things. And you see these different times where God's grace has saved us. And these aren't just Bible stories. These aren't tales that we just came up with. This is church history. And we want people to realize and connect all of the dots with Apology Outdoors.
So you take the Bible literally. You believe that the earth was created roughly 6,000 years ago, and you think Adam and Eve were real people and all that stuff?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I wrote my doctoral thesis on, was the necessity for biblical creation. When you look at it from a theological perspective and then science perspective, and you add up the numbers from the Matthew genealogy and the Kings and Genesis and all those different genealogies throughout the Bible, it adds up. To me, it takes more faith to believe in something that is away from that, because once you drift away from the creation style, you've got to fill in those gaps with something. And it's they match up with creation. But sometimes one of the things that I'm really big on context with the Bible. I want to make sure people understand the Bible, but not just memorize verses and do things like that. I want them to understand the context in which they're studying. And I was at a missions conference one time where some things had gone on that I wasn't really approving of as a youth pastor, because I had my youth group there, and I called up the director and I said, here's some things that I disagree with. And I opened up the Bible and I read to him Romans 12:1-2, be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. His answer to that was, Luke, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this particular subject, because we don't teach that. We want to be in the world.
Mm.
And I said, we're not going to be a part. I mean, we'll finish out our mission project, but we're not going to be a part of the services. So when we open up God's word, we want to make sure that we are contextually correct and that we present God's word as God's word, inerrant from cover to cover.
Amen. I'm glad that you guys take that hard stance on the Bible being literal, and, you know, especially on creation. You know, having worked with Answers in Genesis, I know that it is important to take the Bible literally, unless stated otherwise. Take it literally from the very first verse.
Absolutely.
Tell me, you know, I see that on your website, apologiaoutdoors.org, I see you guys have different ministries, Hunting for Christ, Wilderness School. What are all these different forms of ministry that you guys do?
Well, Apologia, the way it acts is like an umbrella. Anything outdoors that we can use to share the love of Christ is what we want to do. Hunting for Christ is run by David Hinkle. He is a professional archer with Bass Pro and PSC Archery. He goes around to different places because he can get into places that a lot of us can't, because he's sponsored by these big companies. And he can get in there and share the love of Christ. And then he puts on a whole demonstration where he shoots targets. And it's absolutely phenomenal. He tied in hunting for deer with Jesus down on the cross by talking about the blood trail. And it was absolutely phenomenal. He did a fantastic job. And he's raising his support to come on with us full time right now. So you can be praying with him about that. The Wilderness School actually came about on accident. We were trying to put together a church ministry where it was similar to like Royal Ambassadors or the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. And the churches seemed to really buy into the concept, but then I saw this scared look on their face when they realized, oh, I'm going to have to teach these outdoor skills to these kids in my class. So we started the Wilderness School, and the other ministry, the kids ministry, kind of phased out, but the Wilderness School has absolutely taken off. We've moved our field trip option underneath there. We've started a bushcraft course, survival course, and in April, we're doing our first mountaineering course. We are about to start offering college level courses through there. And in March, we're offering our first bushcraft challenge. But what we want to do through the Wilderness School is we want to take kids and introduce them to the Bible, and hopefully they'll come to know the Lord. Then the progression starts with the bushcraft, and we teach them the basics of the Bible and basics of the outdoor skills, and we move them up through survival and then mountaineering, praying that by the time they graduate from all three courses, that they will be able to lead a group out in the outdoors if they so choose, but they will also have the tools needed to share the love of Christ with people. They'll be able to design their own lessons, but because we teach them Bible study methods, they'll be able to teach a class at church. So our goal is to come, because our purpose statement is using creation to build the church. So we want to take the people that are at church, help them grow as much as they want to grow, and then put them back in their church to be able to do things much better and teaching and discipling the people in their church.
Imagine Jesus walking onto your local college campus. What would he say? Would he be like Matthew chapter 9, seeing the people harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, and say, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few? At Christian Collegiate Network, we are sending workers into the harvest. We are training students how to proclaim the glorious gospel. If you want to support our ministry at Christian Collegiate Network by becoming a campus leader or financially, go to changeyourcampus.com.
Welcome back to Witness Radio. Again, today we're talking with Luke Milam from Apologia Outdoors. Luke, thank you again for being on the show. So tell us, what do you got coming up? What are some upcoming events that you have going on with the ministry?
We got several things. We have a bushcraft course coming up in February that is absolutely fun. And we teach Bible side. We teach how to, it's God is. God is sovereign. God is creator. God is the gospel. And we do that through small groups and then different things. Because we want to make sure that you're not coming just to learn about different outdoor skills. We want to send you home with the Word of God. Then the Bushcraft Challenge, I'm really excited about this because this is our outreach type of event. We want people to come and hear about God, but also just have a blast. It's very challenging. We've got some great prizes. We had a Christian bow company out of Washington called Rudder Bow Archery. They have donated some primitive style bows to be our grand prize. We're having a guy named Michael Kay. He is a former military. He's going to be sharing his life story on Saturday night. And then David Hinkle, the guy that's coming on staff with us, he's going to be sharing his life story during the award ceremony on Sunday. And I am speaking at Ponderosa Bible Camp in Mentone, Alabama. And then we're going to be doing an outdoors camp in Carmichael, Pennsylvania at Cornerstone Ministry Center, about an hour south of Pittsburgh, doing 2 weeks of elementary camp there. So we would love to have anybody in your listening audience, if they would like to be a part of any of these events, we would be honored if they would come and just have fun in the outdoors, but also learn to worship God.
Okay, and where can people go to find out more information about those different events and to contact you guys or register for those events?
Well, they can go to our website. There's some information on there, apologyoutdoors.org. They can also give us a call at 205-937-9618. And we would love to answer any and all questions that you may have, because we're here to serve you and serve the local church. So anything that we can do to help you out. And also, if somebody's out there and they may not be in our listening audience, but they're like, man, that sounds fantastic, we would love to come to your church and put on something similar to this, because our ministry is where you are.
Okay, so you actually go out and you travel outside of where you're at. You guys are in Alabama, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. We're going up to Maine this coming summer, too. Maine is absolutely, that is an answer to prayer, because New England as a whole is less than 2% evangelical Christian. And we have made a contact with a guy who's the director of Northeastern Creation Center, Andrew Garrett, and he is helping us get up there and do some ministry in that area, doing some street witnessing and different things like that. So we're excited about traveling.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And it looks like you guys are expanding Apologia Outdoors too, correct?
Yes. God has grown us in a funny way. Generally, the way that we make our own plans, he just throws those out the door and says, you just need to follow what I want. So he has not given us a piece of property. We don't really have a base. We rent property and go to National Forest and different things like that. And we just haven't had a piece of property that's right for us. So in the last couple of years, God's opened up the opportunity for us to start Apologia Outdoors in Pennsylvania. And hopefully next week, we will start Apologia Outdoors of New England, based in Maine, and then Romania, out in the Carpathian Mountains. So God is expanding our footprint in a way that I was not expecting.
Romania as in, like, not in the United States?
Yes. They have a fantastic camp program up in the Carpathian Mountains, but they don't have the outdoor training that some of us have in the United States, but they're also very poor. The average income in that area of Romania is $5,000 a year. So we want to help them reach their area for Christ, but they have this passion and need and want to do it through outdoor ministry and camp. They just need the resources.
That's amazing. I'm so excited to hear all that God is doing through your ministry, Apologia Outdoors. There's one other thing I want to touch on.
Sure.
You're part of a network of ministries. I know it used to be Let Creation Sing, but it's a conglomerate of a bunch of different ministries. My parent ministry, Christian Collegiate Network, is also a part of it.
I absolutely love this ministry. There's different segments of it. Creation Science Alliance is one of those names. When I was a youth pastor and you tried to partner with another church, sometimes it comes across weird and you felt like there was this competition thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that absolutely drove me nuts, because the cross of Christ shouldn't be competition. I mean, we should be working with each other. And Stephen Policastro has become a great friend of mine, and we work closely with him. They have built a fantastic network of creation ministries about our size or in smaller. Some of them are just little bitty places, but they're doing a fantastic work. And it's together we can do a big, big thing. So they have connected all of these ministries together in one big network where we're helping each other grow rather than looking at it as competition. And it's fantastic. It's the way the body of Christ should be. And they're developing this one program called Creation Trail, where you get points and earn different badges if you go to some of these different locations and go through their museums or go on some of their trips and you answer questions. And it's a really great program, and I'm honored to be a part of it and just can't wait to see where God takes it in the future.
Amen. Yeah, I remember being in the loop a little bit a while back with the idea that was going around talking about doing a week-long summer camp.
Yes.
For people with, you know, where we would teach creation, evangelism, apologetics, all different kinds of stuff in a creation setting where we'd go out camping, do all kinds of stuff, almost like a Boy Scout summer camp.
Yes.
I used to be a Boy Scout myself. I have very fond memories of my time as a Boy Scout. But I also have seen in recent years how the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, they're really taking a turn towards the world and for the worst. So I'm really excited to hear of you guys working on not only a summer camp, but you're actually almost sounds like a full scouting program that you guys are putting together. And I think it's the only one that will take a stance on a literal 6-day creation. Is that correct?
As far as I know, I know that there's another Christian organization called Trail Life USA, but I don't know where they stand on that particular issue. But it's amazing to see how people are hungry for something that they can stand on and grab onto. The Boy Scouts, I believe, are suffering in their numbers because what do they stand on now?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's relative. Everything's subjective to what you believe. And people don't grab on to something that's just floating around in the air. They want a foundation. And the only foundation is the cross of Christ. And that's why Trail Life USA is growing. That's why Creation Science Alliance is taking off like it is. And that's why I believe that Apology Outdoors, God is opening up doors for us to grow all over the United States and the world. And same thing with you guys. I mean, I would be absolutely walking around in terror if I was believing in myself. I mean, there is no way that Luke can save himself. And I tell kids all the time when I speak at camps that I want to believe in something that is bigger than me. And the only thing that is bigger than me is Jesus Christ.
Amen. You brought up CCN, how we stand firm on the Word of God. You know, it blew us away when you guys contacted us and told us that we were the only campus ministry out of over 400 campus ministries that were questioned. We were the only ones willing to take a stand on a literal six-day creation period.
Mm.
This is important. It's not just because we believe in a literal 24-hour, six-day creation period. It's an authority of God's word situation. That's why we have to stand on this.
Absolutely. I mean, when you take away that point, six-day literal creation, and did God do this over millions or thousands of years, it's not just the timetable that you're taking away. You're taking away, you're essentially erasing Genesis 1 through 3, or depending on how you take it, Genesis 1 through 11. And during that time, you're erasing marriage, you're erasing sin, you're erasing our need of a Savior, you're erasing all kinds of things that just build on the rest of the Bible. They're the foundation of why Jesus Christ had to come and die for us. So when you take away that doctrine of creation, you're taking away much more than just a timetable.
Yeah, I completely agree. Everything started in the book of beginnings, Genesis.
Yes. So if you fall for the thing that we need to take out those, then you look at where the world is now and you see why the world is the way it is right now. When we educate these kids to believe in this certain false doctrine, over time, over 50 or 60 years, you can see why we're in the state that we are. And that's why I love CCN and Apology Outdoors and the network. That, I mean, it's all about educating people back to where God wants us to be. And that's focused on His word. Because without that, there's nothing else to stand on.
Amen. We're pretty much out of time. Is there any last thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with the listeners before we go?
One of the things that I like to point out to people when they come on our trips is the world has divided up the educational system into very specific subjects. You got math, you got English, you've got history, and all these different subjects. And what it's done, it's changed our culture, changed our mindset into thinking that, oh, well, church is Bible class. And then during school, you've got these classes. We look at the Bible as a completely separate subject, and that doesn't tie into science or math or English. And when we take groups onto our trips, we tie in all of those things very purposefully and strategically so that they can start to get a glimpse that everything that we have, from language to math to science to everything, is here because God said it was good.
Luke, I want to thank you for being on the show. And for anyone who's interested in finding out more about Luke and Apologia Outdoors, contacting them, having him come out for a speaking engagement, or for getting more information about one of the bushcraft courses or some other teaching that they can bring to your church, please go to their website at apologiaoutdoors.org. That's APOLOGIA outdoors.org. Luke, thank you again for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Ryan.
You're listening to Witness Radio.
Did you like this episode of Witness Radio? Then please like it and share it with others. Until next time, the fields are ripe for the harvest. So what are you waiting for? Get out there and share the gospel. May God bless you.
Witness Radio has been brought to you.